This is your weekly Crime Stopper segment on Quixie 98.3. We've got Chris Denham from the Elizabethtown Police Department. Took some time out of his Halloween schedule to come talk with us today. How's it going, Chris?
Good afternoon, Adam, on a happy, dreary Halloween.
Absolutely. Hopefully, it's supposed to get quite cold this evening.
That's my understanding. And would it be Halloween? Well, this is Halloween weather, really, if you think about it.
Absolutely. Just
traditionally, it's dreary and cool, and it wouldn't be Halloween without it.
And I remember as a kid, I've trick-or-treated in the snow, so...
Absolutely. You know, while we're talking about trick-or-treating, just real fast, let's talk about some safety things, you know, for about kids just being able to be seen. Don't wear totally dark clothing. It's important, I think, for parents to remember to put some reflective clothing and maybe a flashlight or some flashing lights on their child as they head out trick-or-treating so that they can be seen. And also costumes. Let's think about not having trip hazards as costumes and having their face in a mask that they can't really see out of. Those are all very important things to remember just to keep our kids safe.
Absolutely. Those are great safety tips. Glow sticks work, too, very well. So
absolutely. And cross the street near intersections. You know, that's when cars are looking for pedestrians to cross. And for motorists out there, it's important that they kind of keep an eye out and know that, you know, trick-or-treating is going on during those times and to be scanning. You know, slow down the neighborhood. Slow down to 10, 15 mile an hour. It's not going to cost you that much time, but it could save your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And something that can earn some extra cash is, of course, helping out with Crime Stoppers. That's what this segment's all about. So what kind of crime do we need help with this week?
Well, we are looking for Timmy Logston. He's a 29-year-old white male, last known address in Elizabethtown. Now, he entered a unlocked vehicle in the parking lot of the Hard Memorial Hospital parking garage back on the August of this year. Inside of the car, he stole a camera and some spare lenses valued at almost $900. Also, a wallet belonged to the victim, and inside that wallet, there was a credit card that Logston took to the Radcliffe Walmart and used to complete a fraudulent transaction. So he is wanted for felony theft and also fraudulent use of a credit card. And his whereabouts this time is unknown, but we do believe him to still be in the Elizabethtown area, and we are asking for the public's assistance in locating him. Anyone with any information on Logston's whereabouts is asked to call their local law enforcement, or they can call us, the Elizabethtown Police Department, or they can call Hardin County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-597-8123. Again, that's 1-800-597-8123. A tip leading to Logston's location and arrest makes the tipster eligible for a cash reward. It does not have to be this crime, though. If you are aware of any crime taking place in our community, even if the law enforcement is not aware of it at the time, they can call that number, 1-800-597-8123, provide that tip, and if your tip leads to an arrest or information that the law enforcement agencies are seeking, you're eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000, and that is totally anonymous. You will never be asked to provide any of your name or identifiable information.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much for your time, Chris. I think we covered all the bases. We got people safe on Halloween and gave them some information where maybe they can help solve some crimes.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Crime Stoppers on Quixie 98.3.